For the first time in more than 30 years, Haines City League basketball tournament included an official women's division. The Dick Hotch Memorial Tournament took place over the weekend with 6 men's teams and 3 women's teams. Marvin Willard was one of the starting 5 on a winning Chilkat Valley City League team coached by Dick Hotch.
I played for him for 11 years. It was good. We were the first team in Haines, Alaska and Tlaquan, Alaska to ever bring a trophy home.
That was in 1963. The influential coach has been celebrated for 36 years with this tournament. And now it's entering a new chapter with an official women's division.
It finally clicked in my head that the only reason I wasn't playing basketball competitively was because I was a woman.
Krista Kilsmeyer has lived in Haines close to 7 years. She's been a spectator at Dick Hotch since she first moved here. And about 2 years ago, she decided to do something about the lack of competitive basketball opportunities for women in Haines.
And I just decided if that is the only reason I am not playing basketball is because I am a woman, that is unacceptable, and I'm going to fix it. So I wrote an epic Facebook rant and said, we're going to change this. And we did. And I feel great.
Kilsmeyer played on one of the 2 Haines women's teams in the tournament. The bracket was diminished at the last minute from 4 to 3 teams because a group from Whitehorse decided not to drive down Friday due to rough road conditions. The other women's team, the Juno Monstars, also had a tough time making it to Haines. Friday's ferry was canceled because of weather, so Kayla Williams, Dee Boster, and their teammates braved the strong winds and flew here.
We risk our lives for basketball.
And only people in Southeast would do that.
The scary flight was worth it. The Juno Monstars won the women's bracket. They received a $1,000 prize. Here's Monstars player Tasha Heumann.
I would definitely want to come back. I mean, Haines has been so hospitable to us. Great food, great accommodations, great competition. Overall, I think we really had a good time.
The Haines women's team that came in 2nd will head to the gold medal tournament in Juneau in a few weeks. Elisa Besky says they hope to improve for that competition.
I do think we could have played better, but it was still a valuable experience. And Juneau was tough, probably the best team we've played.
The Haines women went to gold medal for the first time last year and won. Tlaquan Chilkats team member Michael Ganey says Dick Hotch is great preparation for the bigger tournament, but it also stands on its own with a high level of athleticism.
Especially in the last couple of years, it's gotten a lot more competitive. I think the level of talent has really risen.
One recent, very talented addition to the tournament is Kyle Fossman. Fossman was on the Haines High School team that won state in 2010. After several years of professional play abroad, Fossman came back to his hometown. He was named most valuable player at Dick Hotch last year and this year. Kyle Rush played with Fossman in 2010 when Haines won state. Like many locals who have moved away, he came back to town to compete in this tournament.
Oh, I think it's huge. I think it's just it's a great time, especially in these, you know, the cold winter months, bring people together. Bring other people into the town, and yeah, it gives a reason for people to meet up and cheer, and I just, sports are great for everybody.
Rush and Fossman's team, Haines Packing, went on to win the men's bracket. They beat the Juno Good Ol' Boys 117-89. The men's winner receives a $2,500 prize. Tournament organizer Stuart DeWitt says considering the weather conditions that nearly prevented multiple teams from participating, the competition went well. He hopes both the men's and women's divisions stay strong and grow in the future. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.